respectability.
America Tonight, each and every show we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders. What a treat. My favorite Redskins fan, Jeff Holtzman, joins us right at the top. Jeff, I'm just going to give you condolences for the season to come for the Redskins right off the bat before we get into politics, okay?
I always love doing your show because I know I'm always going to get ripped at the beginning about being a Redskins fan, but you know what? We can still be friends.
That's right. That's the mantra. When I see you in Tampa, remind me of that, okay?
Okay.
So D.C. today, unfortunately, Family Research Center, the quietness was shattered, but luckily a gunman goes in and a guard takes credit. And he didn't take credit, but he thinks quickly and he gets wounded, but he's able to take the guy down. They're able to take him down. And at this point, I mean, here we go again with all the political stuff that's going on, the Family Research Center, you know, anti-abortion and anti-gay marriage, and they're proud of that, and that's part of the whole thing, a conservative group, and somebody goes in with a different kind of agenda, it seems. We don't know all the details, of course, about the guy that went in. We know he's still in custody, but I can only imagine that people in D.C. were talking about this.
Yeah, a lot of folks in D.C. were on edge. I got a lot of text messages today asking if I was okay, and the shooting actually happened downtown about a mile from where our offices are on Capitol Hill. The Family Research Council's headquarters are in Chinatown near the Verizon Center where the Wizards and Capitals play, and, you know, just really shocking to hear about another shooting. You know, that's three big high-profile shootings within the last week or so, and it's just crazy, and it's very, very sad. And very, very unfortunate. And as you mentioned, you know, the security officer at FRC, who is guarding the building, is fortunately not only alive, but was able to, from all accounts that I've read, prevent the shooter from going further into the building and doing more damage. We don't have a lot of information on the shooter at this point. We know from sort of sources that he's believed to be in his 20s. It's also said, it's been said also by sources that he muttered something about, you know, his political views, which of course are not in alignment with the Family Research Council's views. You know, they oppose same-sex marriage. Obviously, they're a very conservative, socially conservative organization that's been around for years, and they're very active in the political landscape in Washington, D.C. Tony Perkins, the president of FRC, is extremely active and a big supporter of conservative candidates on Capitol Hill. And so, you know, I'm not going to say, with verification that the shooter was politically motivated. We just don't know that at this point. We're waiting for more details. The FBI and as well as the ATF are both working on the case, and we should, you know, get a clearer picture of what exactly happened tomorrow. But again, thankfully the security officer is alive, is expected to make a recovery after being shot, and, is credited with, you know, preventing the situation from escalating.
Yeah, no kidding. So, let's jump to politics of a different sort. Paul Ryan today, the congressman who's now the VP on the Republican side, is in Miami of Ohio. People hear Miami and they think Miami, Florida. I'm familiar with it because I went to Ohio University, so that would be a rival university. And he was there at his stomping grounds. Makes a lot of sense because some people think that Paul Ryan could possibly deliver maybe Wisconsin, but maybe Ohio. And Jeff, as you know, that's one of the major states in play in this election. What do you hear on that? What's been the buzz so far on Ryan?
Well, you know, predictably after Mitt Romney announced that Paul Ryan was his running mate on Saturday, Democrats launched pretty much a full court assault on Paul Ryan and his record and his political views. They predictably went after him on his Medicare reform plan. They went after him on his budget, which slices, you know, trillions of dollars from the federal budget, you know, and really touches a wide array of programs, that the federal government funds, in the name of, you know, erasing our deficit and balancing the budget, which his plan would do over the next couple decades. And so I think what you're starting to see today is conservatives sort of going on the offense and fighting back against those attacks and saying, you know, Paul Ryan is our guy. And, you know, we like that he's a fiscal conservative. And it's interesting because, you know, Ryan's got an interesting voting record. He voted for a couple of what Tea Party folks and really, you know, fiscally conservative people would say are, you know, big government programs. You both voted for TARP, which was the big bank bailout. He voted for the auto bailout, you know, GM and Chrysler. He voted for a couple sort of mini stimulus packages toward the end of the Bush administration, although he did vote against the stimulus in 2009 that President Obama was able to sign into law. So he's got an interesting voting record, but a lot of Republicans in Congress have argued that those programs were necessary. John Boehner was asked about it yesterday and said, look, we didn't want to vote for TARP. It was against our instinct to do so. But we were being told by everyone that it was going to be the end of the world if we didn't pass it. And therefore, that's how they got a lot of Republicans. The Bush administration and Hank Paulson, the Treasury Secretary at the time, got a lot of Republicans on board with it. So that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out down the road. But I think for the most part, people, associate Paul Ryan as being very conservative on economic issues because of his budget, which cuts so much money from spending. And conservatives are starting to rally around that and make more noise and celebrate the fact that they've got a real policy wonk on the ticket this year, as opposed to somebody like Sarah Palin in 2008, who was merely sort of a, you know, last gasp, let's get some enthusiasm and a jolt of energy into this campaign and try to shake up things, you know, politically. Paul Ryan is kind of the opposite. He's more of a numbers guy.
Yeah. It was day two of gasps from Joe Biden, the current VP, and he doesn't understand, Jeff, I guess, what century we are in. And not surprisingly, you could say it was a slip-up, but he said 20th century instead of 21st century. So he's kind of the gift that just keeps on giving, isn't he?
Well, it's like, you know, we want, you know, the four-letter word, the three-letter word, jobs, J-O-B-S. You know, I think Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi were guilty of that gaffe. And Joe Biden, you know, he's the gaffe machine, right? He's good for one a week, it seems. Naturally, you know, his latest gaffe has sparked the usual, is Obama considering replacing Joe Biden on the ticket? And, if you read the Drudge Report, there are a dozen stories or so about how it might be Hillary Clinton replacing Joe Biden. I don't put any stock into any of that. I think that would be incredible at this point, especially with the Democratic convention coming up in less than 3 weeks. But at the same time, you know, it begs the question, if we're going to sort of laugh off these gaffes that Joe Biden commits on a daily basis, then why aren't we doing the same with Mitt Romney? And you'll remember that Mitt Romney was in Europe a couple weeks ago, and there was a famous question hurled at him by a reporter, you know, what about your gaffes? And that made national news. That was in headlines everywhere, and the soundbite was played on the cable networks and on talk radio. And a lot of folks said, well, you know, it's up to Romney to answer that. I mean, he should have had to answer for his gaffes. But at the same time, look at a guy like Biden who's committing them on a routine basis. And we tend to laugh them off and just, you know, oh, that's just lunch bucket Joe being silly again. But, you know, at the same time, it's got to, you know, make the Obama campaign at least roll their eyes and shake their heads every now and then.
Yeah, I agree with you. Jeff Holtzman, we got to fly. Talk Radio News, great job as always. We'll see you in Tampa.
Coming up the rest of the way here in this hour of America Tonight, we were talking about it there, the security guard at the Family Research Council's headquarters in D.C. I got the text, the ping right away. I'm sure all of you knew about it, too. It happened early in the morning right before lunch. You had 28-year-old Floyd Lee Corkins, who goes into the lobby and decides, this is the day I'm going to open fire. He did do that, but luckily that security guard was there. Jumped on it immediately. He ended up being shot in the arm. He's in stable condition and was a real hero in this case. Plus, they got this cat under wraps, in other words, in cuffs. More on that and some big money up for grabs next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 14th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16,1230. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,5271, $8,2635 for a half-ounce, or $4,1318 for a quarter-ounce. That's $16,5271, $8,2635, and $4,1318.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
What is it that drives people to walk into places like the FRC and decide, today is the day that I'm just going to open fire? I can't stand you people, or I don't like your political stance, or whatever the reason is, and I'm going to take you out, or I'm going to try to take you out. What was this guy, this 28-year-old with his, 28-year-old with his life in front of him, what is he thinking about? Now, here's the thing. More is starting to emerge. There's some more details, and I have some details on it, but in a second we'll get to that. So for those of you who don't know what the FRC is, it's a nonprofit. It's a conservative nonprofit, and their idea is, what it stands for is faith, family, freedom, and public policy and public opinion. If you go to the website, you'll see that pretty much emblazoned across it. And they weigh in on policy, anti-abortion, anti-gay marriage. So the guy who walks in and decides to change his life and was hoping to change some others, I suppose, this 28-year-old, I mentioned his name already, Floyd Lee Corkins II, goes in before lunch and decides, because of his point of view, which is much different than the group's policy positions, that he's going to open fire. The guard thinks quick, realizes what's happening. He was posing as an intern. So the guard, whose name is Leo Johnson, was shot in the arm, but he was conscious after the shooting. He's in stable condition, and he was able to get to Corkins. So Corkins is being questioned by the FBI. He made a bunch of statements about some of the policies. Then he pulled out the gun. Then he hit the security guard with the bullets. He walked in carrying a Chick-fil-A bag. And you know the whole thing with the Chick-fil-A deal, the president of Chick-fil-A saying that he didn't approve of gay marriage. Traditional marriage was what he preferred, and we know what that ultimately catapulted into. So the guard took away his gun. The suspect said, "Please don't shoot me," flew up his hands and said, "It's not you. It's what this place stands for." So when someone does this, what are they dubbed? Domestic terrorists. And the FBI is, you know, they're trying to figure out motive. What we do know is he had volunteered, Corkins had volunteered for the past 6 months at the D.C. Center for the LGBT community. And you can believe they're not happy about this. A left-winger with a gun in his hand going into a conservative nonprofit. Can you imagine? The great news is, as I already mentioned, nobody dead as a result of this. And this guy, Corkins, was right there on the front desk over the weekend. So he decided that, and people are saying, as this always seems to be what happens afterwards, "Oh, he was a nice guy, really gentle, really sweet, really involved, really great guy." So not such a great guy going in with the gun. And notice, gun, left-wing agenda, and not hearing a lot about that. The White House spokesperson Jay Carney said the president, who was traveling in Iowa, of course, once again, here we go, the shooting, is told about it. What is the president going to say to that? Grave concern. It's terrible. No, violence has no place. These are the things that you would hear from whoever the president is, no matter what stripe they wear, Democrat or Republican. But it is going to bring up and highlight guns. On the cover of Time magazine, what is going on with guns? Gun control, gun rights. And the more that this keeps happening, the more that conversation is going to be very, very loud heading into next year. Because I don't think we'll see anything about this in the next couple of months before the election. I believe it'll be part of the debate. There'll be a question about it, about guns and the Second Amendment and all that sort of stuff. Here is what one of the police lieutenants on the scene had to say about some of the details about the fact that when the shooter came in, you know, what happened as far as being stopped, pretty much, pardon the pun, but dead in his tracks. Here's Kathy Lanier.
The person never made it past the front, farther than the front door. Security guard and others wrestled the suspect down to the ground, and he is in custody. So we have one person, the security guard, who's been shot and is stable. We have the suspect in custody.
So in custody, notice the bells ringing. Wasn't that interesting behind what she was talking? And by the way, it was the D.C., not lieutenant, police chief, and talked about how, look, the guard did his job. Pretty much anywhere we go, we're going to start to see these guards pop up. It's not surprising that the FRC would have a guard there. In fact, in most places in the lobbies like that, it's a normal kind of deal that somebody's there and they're ready just in case anything could happen that seems suspect. So he's being questioned. The guard's okay. He got shot in the arm. But he wrestled him to the ground, thank goodness, so he didn't get up in an elevator, didn't start to shoot at people, because that could have been disastrous. So the key thing here is, could have been another major catastrophe. Thank goodness that the security guard acted as quickly as possible, Leo Johnson. I mean, he's absolutely the hero in this. All it would have taken was one slip up an elevator. Who knows how many people, who knows what would have happened if he hadn't stopped him. And he did, thank goodness. So it was a very lucky day, I think, for many of those people of the FRC. What do you make of this? Here we go again. Another shooting within a month and a half. Unbelievable. They say you have to be struck by lightning, like you have a better chance of getting struck by lightning. 1 in 175 million are the chances of you winning the lottery. $320 million, that's what the Powerball was up to. If you keep tabs of such things, a lot of states are involved in Powerball, almost across the board. So the largest prize ever was $365 million, but this is pretty close. They're trying to determine if anybody has the ticket, because they can tell if the ticket was drawn. It's played in 42 states, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and the District of Columbia. How about these numbers? I'm going to give you the numbers because a lot of you peppered me with comments about the Powerball. The winning numbers. I haven't ever done this on America's Night, but we're going to give you the numbers. The numbers are 6, 27, 46, 51, 56, and the Powerball number is 21. So 6, 27, 46, 51, 56, 21. Woohoo! How about some applause? Anybody out there winning those numbers? Yay! just some applause for what a big number that is. $320 million. What would you even do with $320 million? It would be a shocker. I mean, that would knock you off your feet. It would. All the conversations about what if you won the lottery and would you still work? And what about those people who did this? There was even a documentary that I thought was excellent, where they interviewed lottery winners and talked about their lives, people who lost everything, people who did well and moved away from where they were living because everybody was asking them for money. Their address was public and they were getting hounded, so they left. But I think if you're crying over winning $320 million, shame on you. I figured I'm supporting education. I did buy a lottery ticket, took a chance on a couple of numbers, and you want to know how many I had? I had four rows, and I had two numbers on different rows. So I'm not one of those 175 million people. I'm part of the other group that, with the odds that were so brutal. I did not win the Powerball. Maybe somebody listening to this radio show has won. Why don't you step forward if you have? It would be great. If you won, imagine the good things you could do with that money. You can certainly spoil yourself and spoil your family, but you could help so many. Like the U.S. government. Knock, knock. You need some money? Need a loan? Why go to China? I won the lottery. I'm willing to lend you some money at a high interest rate. Oh, well, we'll see if anybody won. If they didn't, it kicks up even higher the next time around. Meet you on the flip side.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. I know what you're thinking. I'm talking about boobs, idiots, nonsense. And I'll tell you, here in America tonight, each and every day we come across a lot of them. Not you, this fine audience, this swath across this great nation. Too bad some of us aren't in charge. But we mentioned it at the top. Joey Biden. I know it's confusing. It's exhausting. Listen, I get tongue-tied. I trip over words. But I'm not the VP going off the reservation running around trying to stump for votes. So Rudy Giuliani, never shy about mincing any kind of words, on Wednesday questioned Joe Biden's mental capacity to lead, he said. And he attacked him. I mean, it was a blistering attack against the VP's competence. You know, he needs to start doing crossword puzzles or something because he just does not have the mind for it. And here was the exact quote. He said, "I mean, this guy just isn't bright. He's never been bright. He's not bright." And people think, well, he just talks a little too much. Actually, he's not very smart. So Giuliani, who is slamming Biden, hammered home the point that, okay, listen, he's the VP. Something happens to the president, he's the president. This guy's dumb. This guy cannot be president. So then all over the internet, as Jeff Holtzman mentioned at the top, people were buzzing about, ooh, 22 days to try and replace Biden. What about Hillary Clinton? Rest assured, I'm telling you this with very good context, but even if I didn't have any context, I will walk naked to New Jersey if Hillary Clinton is on the undercard of the Obama ticket. It's not happening ever in this lifetime, ever. Not happening. And Joe Biden's going nowhere. They don't care. He's not significant enough for the Obama folks to ditch him because he stumbles over a few things. So he doesn't know what century it is. So he doesn't realize what state he's in, okay? When he's in Virginia, he says North Carolina. And he doesn't realize that he uses the word chains, and he's saying he meant to say shackles because of what the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, said, but he got all confused about the unshackling thing. So that's three. Here's the thing. You're going to use metaphors. You got to know how to use them. It's like people who give speeches, and someone tells them, oh, I got this great quote. Penny saved is a penny earned. Then they get it backwards, and then they get the person wrong attached to that, which, by the way, is Benjamin Franklin. So I've seen it happen. I feel so bad for those speakers. But the thing is, they're speakers, usually motivational kind of speakers or whatever. They're not running for office. So Joe Biden, he just needs to take a chill. He needs to sit down for a little bit and probably borrow the teleprompter of Barack Obama so that where he can just put it in there and just read it exactly as it is. Because the thing is, what if, and Giuliani's saying, he says there's a real fear. I mean, God forbid if he had to be entrusted with the presidency, whether he really has the mental capacity to handle it or not. I mean, listen, politics is dog eat dog. So is this a little bit of that? Or, I don't know, is there some concern over Joe Biden? Is it real when you stumble that many times? Or is it, it's like everybody has their Achilles heel. But that's what Giuliani's saying. You can't just say, oh, that's just him. Remember Ford? President Ford used to trip. So, that, of course, that was big fodder for Saturday Night Live and other people to make fun of that. It's one thing to trip over your feet rather than to trip over your words. All right, I think this is, I said, you know, boos for boobs. I think this is the biggest boo, though. The Khamenei out of Iran. We think of Ahmadinejad. Remember, it's a two-headed beast. It's Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, easy for me to say, and Khamenei, who really pull the strings in Iran. So the Israeli military is saying explosions have been heard in one of their southern cities, and they think that the rockets were fired from the Sinai Peninsula, Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. The military said the soldiers looked all over the place for hours after they heard the explosions late on Wednesday, but no exploded rockets were found. No injuries, no damages, any of that kind of stuff. So what's the noise? And the place is Eilat, which is next to the Sinai, and there have been a bunch of attacks there in the last couple of weeks. So this month, they killed 16 Egyptian soldiers, where the borders of Egypt, Israel, and Gaza are all converging over each other. They took cars, they crashed into Israel, then the Israeli forces stopped them. The concern is, and what's being said, is that there are these extremist Islamists and Palestinian militants from Gaza who were there. I mean, that's what they're doing. That's where they're operating. So how close, and who's pulling the strings, how close are we to seeing a potential war with Iran? Can you imagine? We devoted segments after segments when we talked to our terrorism expert, Jeff Atticott, about what if there is a war what would it be like to have a war with Iran? What happens if Israel is in the middle of this thing and we have to run to the rescue, which would happen? How deep are we going to get into this? Well, the Jerusalem Post, of course, is all over the speculation. This has been brewing for a long time. Nothing new. Benjamin Netanyahu is dying to take out or try to take out Iran without question, which is part of the reason that he's had some problems with Obama when he's come to the U.S. Because the Iran play, nobody wants to see this happen right before the election. So now you've got all this hot rhetoric that is starting to ramp up. And there's more nasty things that are being said. The Ayatollah Al-Khamenei said Wednesday he was confident that the fake Zionist regime, he's talking about Israel, will disappear from the landscape of geography. He made those comments during a meeting with veterans of the Iran-Iraq war. And his quote was, "The light of hope will shine on the Palestinian issue, and this Islamic land will be returned to the Palestinian nation." So, more rhetoric, more angry, nasty barbs. And eventually they keep poking Israel. Something's going to happen here. Something's going to happen here. It's just a question of when is this going to happen. They have a thing called Al-Quds Day, which is an annual Iranian anti-Zionist event that was started back in the late 70s by the Ayatollah Khomeini, which falls on August 17th. Iran is looking to export the event to other Muslim countries. Can you imagine? Hey, we got this great day we're celebrating. I mean, in your face, Israel. They're done. They're done with this. There is no question. You have to restrain Netanyahu. He absolutely wants to tear up Iran. So at this point, you talk about, and this is what the day is. It's they reflect on the fact that no other way, they say, exists apart from strength to completely eliminate and destroy Israel. So what does that mean? It's not going to be on the map anymore. That's what they want to do. So what does the Israeli government say? They say, well, this is just a reaffirmation of what we continually hear from Iranian leadership. We know it. We hear it all the time. And we take it seriously. And we urge other people to do the same thing. Because Israel wants allies. Netanyahu wants allies when they go after Iran. And there'll be a lot of pressure out there. So eventually the poking will get too much, the rhetoric too hot. And I think Israel will get provoked. Will they be the aggressor first? I think there's going to be this time where certainly in the next 6 months where this can be blown wide open. Wide open. But will the U.S. just jump in on this one? Will just jump in to help Israel because that's what they'll need. So it's not just Ahmadinejad. Khomeini is just as deadly, as I said, as the two-headed beast. What happens when the first bombs fall? What happens? And Israel, they're no slouches, remember. They know they've got technology. They know what to do with the land in between. And certainly, they're gearing up. I'd say the days are numbered. Either there's going to be some kind of a revolt or something's going to happen here. And it's just a question of when. It's the timing. The timing. I don't think the U.S. can afford to bury their heads in the sand. I don't know. What do you say? Maybe you think, hey, can't do it diplomatically. Just step away. Just back out of the beast. Don't get involved. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Tonight, we're heading into that final turn here. So Biden's gaffes, interesting over the last couple of days. Giuliani says, listen, you know, we can joke about this. We can say whatever we want about, oh, that's just Joe being Joe. But, hey, he could be the president. You know, Obama gets elected. This guy can be the president again. He's right there in the wings. He's the understudy, President Biden. He's going to have to borrow Obama's teleprompter. Some people need a teleprompter. I think Biden is going to have one. They're inexpensive. You can get one for about a grand. I'm sure they could put that in the budget, the VP's budget, and they can travel around with one. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dano. Hello.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
I apologize. I misunderstood you. I thought you said booze for boobs, and I said, I'll drink to that.
I did say booze for boobs, that there were a couple of boobs in the wings, and one of them is Biden. Not
okay,
the kind you're thinking of.
Okay, my mistake. Well, you are just dying to take your clothes off and walk to New Jersey. I still want the ticket concession for that. I've got news for you. Biden is going to suffer a massive brain stroke or a career-ending heart attack. He will be under doctor's care. They won't even be able to talk to him. He's going to go in recluse. And, oh, yes, he made it, but he can't continue. And Hillary will come to the rescue, and you're going to wind up naked as a chamber.
We'll see about that. I don't think it's happening. I disagree. We'll see.
Well, we'll see. Now, they're trying to malign Romney and Ryan, and I think we have got the dream team. These are just too nice of guys to be demigods by the left like they have tried to do. They don't have any scandal. They both are good family men. They're both good religious men.
Yeah.
Ryan's got a kids that are in Cub Scouts. He's an outdoorsman. He's a good father, a good husband. Baby blue eyes. The women are coming on to him. They like his style. He looks good. He's got a great body, according to what they said on TV today by girls. And, so I think our gentleman in the White House is going to have problems unless he can have crazy Uncle Joe I'm just too sick to go on. And if nothing else, they can claim that he has hoof and mouth disease.
Yeah, there you go. I think that some of the points that you made, you're right. Here's what people are talking about. Everything you described as Ryan personally is absolutely true, Dan. No
yeah.
question about it. He has like crazy, like 6% body fat. He's a fitness fanatic. Like Romney. Romney is always on the treadmill in the morning, the whole thing, keeping his weight down, realizing the lack of sleep and all the things that go on when you're
speaking
in this position.
What do you weigh now?
I have dropped 28 pounds, almost 30 pounds.
You were gorgeous to start with, girl.
Listen, here's what happens, Dan. You have lots of great guy friends. You start to play poker. You get a little pot belly. You have a beer or two. You can't help yourself. You get
That's
a pot belly.
That's what happened to me? Oh,
that's
my
what,
God.
That's what happens to everybody. And then you guess what? The only way to combat that is to eat really, really good stuff and do a few calisthenics.
I'm going to have to give up poker.
Poker, you know it. You sit there and graze. Everybody grazes when they play poker.
I know.
It's just
a
habit.
I'll let you go. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Dano. Have a good one. All right. It's funny, he brings up the personal side of Ryan, and we talked about that a little bit on ATN because he's a bow hunter, he went to Miami of Ohio, he was elected when he was 28, he's Catholic, religious guy, has a family, devoted to his wife, what we know and what people say that vouch for him. And he has been a conservative all along, even when he was in school, that was his thing, and got involved with conservative group. So this is part of who Ryan is. And no matter what you can say about Ryan, if you just can't stand Ryan, which I haven't heard anyone say they can't stand him, they might not agree with his values or his ideology is probably the better way to say it, not the values so much. But they're not really attacking the man. So far, it's not so personal. It's all around Medicare. It's all about that kind of stuff. It's all about the budget and whatnot. It's not about him personally. Could this change? Could we see something flip? Yes. But so far, nothing horrific has come out. And he's run. He's been looked at all angles. When you run even... when you run at any level, locally, nationally, whatever, that's what happens, boy. People are on the lookout trying to find anything they can to trip you up. And personally, they have not been able to do that with Ryan. They haven't found anything juicy or something to take him down with. The other thing that I was talking about, Dan didn't jump in on this one, but I was talking about it's starting to get nasty, more of the rhetoric is coming out, real big swipes at Israel. Bibi Netanyahu's used to this, but he's sick of it. He wants a date. He wants to go in. He said that to Obama. He wants help from Obama. There's no way the U.S. will turn its back on Israel. I mean, that's a raging debate, but there's no way that's going to happen. Remember, Mitt Romney embraced Israel and said, you are our friends, we are here with you, we will do whatever we can. And for that matter, so did Obama after that happened with Romney. And at this point, if honestly we have an attack, and this heats up, what really happens? Not the conversation, but what really, really happens. And I'm going to say that we're going to swim with Israel, whatever it is, if Iran attacks. You know, people dub it as World War III, and it would be World War III, unless we got really rough and just took out Iran, leveled Iran. Bomb it, boom, no questions asked, drop the papers, get the women and children out, and the rest of you just run for your lives. Jack from Down Under, I love this guy, so hardcore. We should just get out of Israel's way. Let the Mossad send in their kidding agents, and it would be over very fast. It could be over very fast, but Israel wants help. They want people involved. They don't want to do this alone. They don't want to take that risk. They don't want to do it alone. No. They want the fight to include the United States. Absolutely. If this happens, I mean, this is the motherlode. Forget everything else that's happened before that. And are we provoked enough by things that have happened with Iran? Oh, I bet those classified files would be very interesting to read. Very interesting. Highlight says, Israel never asked for help before. They always needed supplies. They're going to need supplies. Definitely. But they're going to need more than that if it happens. If this happens, can you imagine the timing of this happening before the election? And I think Iran wants to poke. They're poking. Poke, prod. Make them make the first move. Let's align people up. Make them make the first move. So this is what it's been. A chess match. Words, rhetoric, justifications for cutting Iran off. And pretty soon, that changes, and there's a point of no return. Are we at that point of no return? Are we at the point where we can't, or Israel is at the point where they have to do it? They have to make the move. I don't know. I think Israel is flexing its muscle. I think Israel is lining up everybody they can. And I think that the timing of this could be interesting. In the U.S., there's no doubt that Romney or Ryan, Biden and Obama, the guy who currently is in the White House, they don't want to see this happen right now. They want to just focus on the election. But it could, and it could present a real choice for Obama, a real choice.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.